This is a story that is set in New York City.
A 2014 federal court order allowed thousands of New Yorkers with serious mental illness to move out of adult homes and into apartments to live on their own in supported housing. But it hasn't always worked well for those trying to transition. Frontline Director Tom Jennings tells WBFO News how this investigation examines those with mental illness, including a man with schizophrenia who faced violence and death while trying to live independently.
What we've done is spend about a year and a half on the ground, and we tasked ourselves with asking the question, where is deinstitutionalization? Where has the process ended up? And it is now in the state of New York in particular, and in the city as well, with these supported housing apartments. And people are offered the chance to leave these institutionalized adult homes, which are not really nice places, to be honest about it. They're difficult, and they have a very checkered past. What hadn't really been done is looking at what's been happening once people do leave the institutionalized settings of adult homes and leave living alone or with roommates in these independent apartments. And I think that, generally speaking, while there are a lot of success stories, and we show them in the film, there are a lot of times where things haven't gone so well. And it's really primarily because of the system, how the system was implemented, how this process was implemented. What I really like to say, and you know, it's a really important thing to say, is that it's not that these people with serious mental illnesses are failing. It's that really we think that the system is failing them.
My brother was found totally naked.
One of the gentlemen that you profiled had schizophrenia, faced some violence, and then death while trying to live independently.
This is a man named Bernard Walker. He had schizoaffective disorder. And he had moved into an apartment in late 2015. It seems, based on his records and witness testimony, that he was not doing well. He was decompensating. It was a very, very cold January that year, January 2016, and there was a very big snowstorm. Neighbors talked about him going out and practicing karate in his underwear outside in the snowdrifts. Well, we don't know exactly why, what happened, but he was found later in the day on January 24th, 2016, dead and completely naked in the foyer of his apartment. Something had happened. It was ruled a heart attack, but there was a lot of things that had happened prior to that that bear a lot of questioning, and we haven't really gotten to the bottom of that because the state Office of Mental Health refuses to release its investigation on it.
Were you surprised by the response in working with them on this investigation?
The Office of Mental Health and the Department of Health has been traditionally very reticent to talk about individual cases, and they reference HIPAA, which is a privacy act that, you know, protects all of us. But what's strange about this one is that they refuse to give any of the information out of their investigation to the family itself, to Bernard Walker's family. And they have asked for that information, but the state refuses to give it up.
Tom, has anything changed since both Frontline and ProPublica have investigated this?
The federal court judge, Nicholas Garifas, in this court case, when we reported out our findings in the New York Times in December, he ordered that an investigation be done, a top-level review of the process of how providers in the system report incidents, problems, whether they're from deaths of people to, you know, smaller incidents, say assaults and just outright failures of a person living in an independent living. So that's something that's very tangible, but I think it's going to have to evolve and make certain that these changes in how we support people with serious mental disability is made whole and continues to evolve in a very positive fashion.
We've been talking with Director Tom Jennings. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.